You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in choosing a home, God would have us consider first of all the moral and religious influences that will surround us and our families, instead of dwelling where only the works of men can be seen, where the sights and the sounds frequently suggest thoughts of evil, where turmoil and confusion bring weariness and disquietude. Yeah, English. Go where you can look upon the works of God. Find rest. Find rest of spirit in the beauty and quietude. Yeah, quietude. Come on, English today. And peace of nature. Let I rest on the green fields and the gloves and the hills. Look up to the blue sky, unobscured by the city's dust and smoke, and breathe the navigating air of the air of heaven. Yeah. Gumnant. We are speaking about all things here, where home shall be, or where shall home be. And we're joined on the line by Dr. Mutanga, who's going to be helping us understand this. You know, do we just see a plot there, my pastor, and they say it's 50 rand, and then I go by, I build my house, or there's more to it? My God, my good doctor, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I am good, Mfundisi. It's the first time we are speaking. I think January, we can say it throughout the whole of January. Compliments of the new season.
happy 2024. I'm sure I'm going to have a good house or a good home.
Amen, Mfundisi. I agree with you. Are you well, my pastor?
I'm well, and I'm excited about this discussion.
Indeed, Mfundisi. So, and as we go into it, my pastor, so that the Holy Spirit may guide us, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray?
Our dear Heavenly Father, would like to thank you this morning as we go into this important discussion, which you have directed your people to live accordingly. May you indeed help us as we shall discuss, share with others. May you indeed give us insights that will help our families, that will help our communities, that will help us uphold the love that we must have for you. For this we humbly pray in your everlasting name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, you know, when I saw this topic and I was like, this one. Because, I mean, we just, you know, you walk around a place, there is a plot, you buy it, and then you build your house, you know. Or you if you're in the suburbs, you see houses, you know, you see the prices, like, that one is a bargain. You know, that one has a nice bathroom. That one has a nice kitchen, you know. And then you buy it, and then you stay there. But when I read this, I was like, there's more to it than just you're building anywhere and buying anywhere. But the point is, do we have biblical principles that guide us as Christians in the process of selecting a home or building a home for our families?
Yes, we do. I would think of the first home, which should be a pattern for all the other homes we should have as Christians. Mm-hmm. That is the Garden of Eden. Can you imagine how God had to choose a garden instead of a big city for Adam and Eve? I think there is a lesson that we get from that analogy, especially when we are looking at what the Bible says. Mm. Instead of a city, you know, God would have built a city for this couple.
Okay.
But it was a garden. Why a garden? You needed certain things to be in place. Mm-hmm. The moral and religious influence, as we will later learn, we cannot think about it when we are just looking at Adam and Eve. But what happened later will tell us that it was important the way how God structured the first home for our first parents. Mm-hmm.
So with...
And I'm just...
No, you can continue, Mfundisi.
Yes, and I'm just thinking about, you know, even when we look at... of course, that was the first home as a model. But I also look at the promised land. Mm-hmm. When God was saying, you know, I want my children to be out of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
and he promised their land. And in that land, he was not promising them cities.
Mm.
They were supposed to stay in their plots, where they would plant some vineyards. And I'm also even thinking about, the coming of Jesus.
Mm.
God's choice for an earthly home for his son.
Mm.
It was not in Jerusalem, the city.
Mm.
It was in the hills of Galilee. Mm. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yes. Meaning to say, God was interested in the religious influences, the moral influence, the good moral influence, which we cannot get in cities.
Mm. So, Mpondisi, when you say that, God would have created a city for Adam and Eve, one would say, but how, Mpondisi, they were the only people, at that time. So it was and that was the creation part of it, so God just went, mm-hmm. And then they found themselves in the jungle or in a garden and everything like that. But if maybe God at first he created 100 people at once, maybe he would have created a city. What would your answer be to that, Mfundis?
Well, God is God, is not limited by human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And is not limited by what we think. But I have a feeling that God really wanted this couple to learn something from the immediate environment.
Mm.
Because can you imagine, even after he had created this garden, still he discovered, after placing men there, that it was not good for that man to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And now, having 100 people in a city for him who was creating, I think it was God limiting himself. Because when we see the evils of having cities, it's because people are crowded. Why should they be crowded?
Mm.
There are a lot of anomalies when it comes to living in cities.
Mm.
You think about, squeezing yourself.
Mm.
Think about even parenting, where at times we are accusing our children of drug addictions and the like. They have a lot of energy. They don't know where to spend this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And God had given them a home which had all the space.
Okay.
Of course, at times we think about, all the creatures that are in cities.
Mm.
But can you imagine the Garden of Eden? If one was in the Garden of Eden, you could see the full moon,
mm.
which is better than the tower lights and the electricity that we saw here today in the cities.
Mm.
Think about, breathing pure air.
Mm.
When God was to create a number of people living within the same place, that means even in terms of the ecological damage of the place,
mm.
that would have also even increased. We will start thinking of better sewer systems and the like.
Yeah.
But God decided to give us a model where we have enough space,
mm.
for our health, even to look after ourselves in terms of getting fresh food.
Mm.
I always thank our parents because they decided to have not only homes in towns, but also rural homes.
Mm.
And at times we would think that they are looking down upon us when they would send us to the rural homes.
Mm-hmm.
But you would realize that after we had visited our rural homes, coming back to the towns, things, they would see changes in us because nature is also lessons for us as individuals.
Mm.
Whereas staying in some of those cities, There are a lot of influences. I will tell you that when people go to these big cities, they are not looking for, they are looking for money, isn't it?
Yes.
They
and
are
technology.
Looking for pleasure.
Yes.
Technology. All these good things, they are good. Yet in the end, they can bring problems even to our families.
Mm.
No time for family because we are looking for money.
Mm-hmm.
No time for family because we are being shaped with technology, with the social media.
Yep.
So God would want them to have a place where there is this quietude. I think we may need to find the right dictionary to allow us to get the context of what it would mean where there is silence.
Yes.
No noise pollution. You know, at times we are so excited by living in these cities when we hear the trains passing, those big trucks passing. But eventually, because of our adherence to these things, they affect us.
Mm.
They affect our hearing system. They affect our breathing system. They affect everything.
Mm.
And yet we think it's progress. Yet we need that silence. And in those moments, God will speak to us.
Mm.
We need to learn from nature.
Mm.
So, can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead.
I wanted to jump in there, Pundi. So I'm saying that when we are looking at those things, like, you know, you did mention the issues of technology, money, jobs, and everything else. So when I'm considering buying a house where that's going to be my home, should the issue of churches, are there churches where around me, should that be considered? The schools, usually we go for schools, I think, and where is the nearest shopping center?
Mm-hmm.
But should the churches, you know, community programs be something that we consider as we are looking for a place to stay? Or it's okay, we have cars, ne? We will drive 100 kilometers to attend a church.
I think... when I look at my context, even when these developers are trying to develop a place for residential areas, you know, the first thing that they would put there is a beer hall, isn't it?
Yes.
Instead of a clinic, because people are going to be sick. They are going to be injured, even the builders as they are constructing, but they don't even think about, you know, clinics. And then rarely would you find them leaving stands for churches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, these are, as Christians, as we are considering places where we need to be staying, we need also to consider the health of our families. Because there are certain places that mm-hmm. are prone to have challenges to our families naturally.
True.
I know maybe in a family there may be someone asthmatic. You don't want to go and stay in places where it's always raining, where, you know, it's always damp.
Mm.
So health should be considered. And also having churches close by, it's really important.
Mm.
Because I know of a lot of people who have given excuses, who have been Christians, and they have moved some areas, and they are no longer going to church, and they would say, no, we don't have a church there.
Hmm.
And they give that as an excuse. Whereas I also believe even whilst we are looking for churches, the first church should be our home.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have that tranquil atmosphere that will help us to worship God as a family?
Mm.
Do we have that atmosphere or the influence? We may need also to check even the influence in the neighborhood.
Mm.
It's unfortunate that we are living at a time when people are living according to communities that have certain things that they want to do.
Mm.
At times, things that are evil. You wouldn't want to place yourself in such kind of a community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And particularly as Christians, I'm glad that nowadays, whilst at times we may be limited, but in terms of our affordability to stay in some of these places, but we have also some schools that can accommodate, Christian schools that can accommodate our children,
mm-hmm.
which are sort of like boarding schools where they can go and be there in environments that will cultivate their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I see it's really important for us to think about our health, the influence the community will have on our children,
yes.
and even the influence it will have on our marriages.
Mm, true, hey?
Yes. And even, I remember where someone was saying, there is this popular place in the States where, they call them, they are red districts.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are a lot of prostitutes. I would not mention the place, but someone was saying, would you consider to go there for your holiday with your family?
Yes, for evangelism.
Evangelism?
I'm joking.
Evangelism. Well, I think what you are saying could be was probably even in Lot's mind when he decided. Choice that he made, the choice that he made was influenced by those cities.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he was going to evangelize some of those cities. But lo and behold, he could actually discern that, these people are evil.
Mm.
And he would try to fight, the evil influences. But he couldn't. Those men were evil.
Mm.
Can you imagine how they wanted even to molest his visitors? Mm. And how he would want to give them, his daughters instead of them molesting his. But they refused these daughters who were virgins.
Yeah.
And they would want to go for those visitors.
Mm.
So at times we may not even evangelize.
Mm.
Even if we talk about Lot's successes, can you imagine at the end of it all, even when you are saved out of that city, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, whilst he had gone to hide hiding in those caves, you know what the daughters did?
Mm.
Where did they get that influence of sleeping with their father?
Yeah.
It was because of the environment in which they had lived.
Mm.
So God would require us to stay in places where we can commune with him, where even nature can teach us.
Mm. Yeah.
As we even have a space to teach our children to do manual labor.
Mm.
At times we are so much excited in allowing our children to be behind those screens of cell phones, of televisions, of, these other things that we are putting on the walls without doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know the influences that may be coming from that media. So it's important that we be considerate in finding places, as you rightly said, that at times you thought, you have to look at how much it is, how far it is from the shopping center. No, at times we also need to look at the moral and the religious influences if we are Christians. When we are selecting those places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Mpundis, as we are nearing the end, I wanted to check this one, how does the concept of stewardship play a role in decision-making process for a Christian when it comes to choosing a home? Because, Mpundis, So there's this house, ne, that every time when I come to work, I see it is very beautiful. Yes. But when I'm looking at the price of the house, because I can estimate in my head, and I'm very much sure that if I were to look at property places, it's a nice place, Mfundisi. There is land, meaning that, you know, there's nice environment. The neighbors will not influence you because you see them from afar, and everything is good. And I can have my garden there where I'll build my plant my spinach. You know, I eat from Yubo. But now when it comes to the stewardship part, I'm like, eh, because the house is quite expensive. You know, if by God's grace I'm able to afford it 1 year. Sometime, you know. So how does that, you know, come into effect? Because yes, I might have the means, but when you're looking at it, it's like, hey, why would you go and buy a 10 million rent house? Like, you know, stewardship, when does it come into play there? So how then do we deal with that? Where we now have to look at, now we have to take care of God's money, we have to take care of God's things, but also the heart wants that house, that very, very expensive house.
I think our challenge will be is we are looking at it from a comparative analysis. I'm just thinking, probably I wouldn't want to maybe just think from an African perspective.
Yes.
But because when I was thinking about this subject, I was thinking about, you know, the urban versus the rural.
Yes.
Yeah. Where even in some of the lands that are close to cities today, which are rural areas, you find some people are going there because they want country living.
Yes.
Yeah. So you may not want to get these very, very expensive things if you cannot afford it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the money, you can go for it.
Amen.
Yes, if you have the money, you can go for it. You need to do what you know. At times when we start comparing ourselves, that's where the problem is.
Yes,
because you have to put your money where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is that will promote your health. You know, you'd find even some of these so-called people who are icons in the world. When you think of where they stay, where what they do, it's like you'd notice that they would buy these luxurious places, but they are not just doing it for the sake of luxury. When you look at some of these places, they are there even to promote what they are doing in life. If one is a tennis player, there will be a tennis court there. And it will be very expensive. So I'm saying, even when you go to that luxurious place that you are going to be building, you may even want to consider even doing certain things that will promote God's work in evangelizing to others, in making sure that those who may come to your place will benefit spiritually and morally, rather than for it to be a place where you'll be showing people that you have a lot of money. I know I'm running away from answering you because of course at times we can spend a lot of money as a result that we want to compare ourselves with others. That should not be the spirit. The spirit is to find a place which our family will also agree to. And it's good at times that if we are buying when we already have families, then that's fine. We need to also consult with them. And these other, you know, ideas of stewardship will be taken care of. Because one with a conscience would say, why waste a lot of money? Why do this? Why can't we do this? But if you have consulted with one another and praying about it, I'm sure God will lead and guide us.
So, Mfundisi, as we wrap it up, I think that, you know, we have we've come to understand, but do you agree that at the end of it all, whether it's country living, whether it's suburbs, whether it's a 10 million rand house, whether it's a 100, not 100 rand, but a 5,000 rand house, depending on where you are, whether they are, all of these things that we have looked at, the number one key thing that should help us when we are looking for where to build a home, that would be prayer. We need to pray where we're going to be, where we're going to be. We need to ask for God's guidance. Would you agree with that?
Definitely 100% I would agree, and I would think that it's important for us to find places where we will develop our Christian character, because that's very essential. We wouldn't want to be in a place that will actually draw us away from God, and there is also need for us to have what we call simplicity. You know, you were talking about, gardening, for example.
Yes.
Right now, because of market forces, some of the foods that we are buying from some supermarkets and the like, they have a lot of fertilizer because these guys are into mass production because people are not making their own food. You would want even, to have this big place where instead of... being employed elsewhere, you could actually be employing other people and engage yourself in business. You need also to think about purity. You know, when everything else is said, there is nothing that we, even in terms of parenting, our children should realize that we are honest individuals in whatever we do. But some of these engagements that we are in, our children will actually doubt our sincerity in the way we get the monies that we do. And I was also thinking about even the aspect of health, which is so essential. Even though we are poor, but there are certain places we may not stay. We may need to ask the Lord to give us more resources that we avoid. I know in certain places where people would stay 10 of them in a room. I don't think for the sake of staying in urban areas, I don't think that will give us good health and good influence. And we need to make use of the value of our money. In as much as I know our young people, I've been a marriage officer for some time, and when I ask some young people, where do you want to stay after your wedding? They want to stay in the upmarket places.
True.
Where they are even paying rentals that are more than their salaries. And that creates some problems. So we need to be real and find places that will really accommodate. We need to live within our means. That's stewardship.
Indeed, Mpundiswami, indeed. Pastor, I think we have heard you, and I think, may I agree with you, Mpundiswami, I've got a plot somewhere there at home there while I'm here now. So I've got the both of two worlds, as they would say it there. And I hope that everyone has heard us, Mpundiswami. So, but I'm going to ask that, Pastor, that as we part, can you please kindly pray for us?
Our dear Heavenly Father, would like to thank you for this subject. As our listeners are making decisions, may this lesson help them to make the rightful decisions. At times we are so much attracted to the cities where our minds are affected, where we will not have adequate rest, where our health is compromised. May you indeed help us to make the rightful choices. Even as we consider staying in some of those places, may you allow us to have a better relationship with you, where our minds will always think about you, where we will think about others, put others first, put our families first, so that honor and glory may remain unto you. Would like to thank you for this discussion. May you be with Kirsty as she continues thinking of other subjects that will uplift us. May honor and glory be unto you. For this we humbly pray in your everlasting name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Wam, for coming through and being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Amen.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.